Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned into Psychic View. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. To ask Moni your question, please unblock your phone number and call 347-850-1494. Mona will answer your specific single-issue question. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody. And hey, I just got this big old honking apology letter from Blog Talk Radio about the program issues recently. So it ain't me, just saying. But thank you all for tuning in to this morning's broadcast of Psychic View. And as I do every Sunday, I like to draw a card of the week. And the card that I've drawn today is a card called Control in my deck. In traditional tarot, it's the King of Swords. And what that actually means is that finding joy and freedom through discipline, and that when you actually adopt rules or traditions or rituals that set your day in motion, and we're just going to talk about it one day at a time here. If you set that in motion every day and you take care of every day, and the way I like to look at it, take care of every day so you can take care of every minute. When you can get right to the moment and practice the idea of discipline and control in the moment, then you can never fail. You can never fail. Now, the interesting thing about this particular card is that, well, and by the way, the secret of reading tarot well has nothing to do with memorizing the meanings of the cards. The secret to reading tarot well is assigning a meaning to a card and stay constant with that meaning. That's the secret of reading tarot well. So for those of you that are looking to actually read tarot yourself, what I would suggest is you find a deck that you resonate with, look through the cards, meditate on each card. So you actually define a meaning to that card based on what the meaning of the card means to you, and then you stay constant with that meaning. So back to the King of Swords, or in my deck it's called Control. This person has such a clear idea of what spirituality is, and that the discipline is, in a way, allowing spirit to work through them, but with the fact that they are made a certain way in this lifetime to do things that they're talented doing. So it's interesting because from all outward appearances, this person looks as though they may not even be interested in the spiritual side of things, when in fact their faith is so strong that it is about their duty to the world that they exert control. So I'm passing that along to you all this week, that look for the freedom in discipline. Look for the freedom by creating a ritual for yourselves. So I'm going to go right to callers. I have somebody here from 256 area code. Hello, 256. Who's this?
This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
My question is about career and where I'm going in my career, especially if it's lining up spiritually.
Let's see. Well, first of all, anything you can do to change your direction that's going to give you more experience is going to be helpful to you. And I actually see a deep letting go of what you've done in the past to embrace something that's more joyful and more rewarding for you moving forward. The very first card you have actually talks about burning away what is no longer working for you, reinventing yourself out of what you know you're talented at, what you know you really want to do. And the next card talks about the idea of working the politics around you to be friendly with the right people that can teach you what you don't already know. The next card talks about dump the past. So usually whenever this card comes up, I tell people do the ritual of release, where they actually take the best of their past. In other words, you write down things from your past that have actually benefited you, and you make a list of those, and you put those on your refrigerator. But then the things from the past that you want to let go of, you actually, if it's connected with a situation or a person, you write down that situation or person and what it was about. So if somebody did something that was awful to you, you write down their name and you write down what they did. But when you finish the list, you write down the things from the past you're not proud of, that didn't go well for you, people that have hurt you, all go on this sheet of paper. I like to have people try and cram it all on one sheet of paper, front and back, if they need to. But once you've sort of exhausted the list and you can't think of anything else, you actually write the words at the bottom, "I release these past events for my new beginning." Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, and you burn it. The next card talks about the more you pay attention to what seems to happen to you or for you by coincidence, the more success you'll have. And then the final card you have in your reading this morning talks about you have the most successful card here. So, Kimberly, dear, you can't screw this up. The more you let go of the past, the more you're going in the right direction. Do you see what I mean? The more you adopt things that are new, the more things start to happen for you. So that's what they say. And, you know, I always wish you best. You know that.
Okay.
Yes. It boils down to have the attitude that what doesn't seem to be opening for you, you're dodging a bullet. Just have that attitude. If it wasn't meant for you, then you need to look at it like you've just saved yourself some suffering, all right?
Okay.
If the door flies wide open and it seems as though you are being invited to something, that's the right one. That's the right one. And doesn't matter what it is. You don't have to stay wherever it is forever. It might only be 6 months or a year. But each little thing that you take on teaches you something new and adds another sparkle to the diamond that you are, my dear.
Okay.
All right, girl. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 631 area code. Hello, 631.
Yes, hi, my name is Suzanne. I just wanted to see what you see with love life from the cards.
Sure. Hold on. I'm getting them out for you here. So how'd you find the program, Suzanne?
I went just on Blog Talk.
Yeah, I just was like looking around and went, oh, she's live. I think I'll tune in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm drawing five cards. And every time you guys ask me a question, I draw five cards. So sometimes other things besides love life comes up.
Oh,
in your
no.
case, no, I'm just, here's what I'm telling you. You've got this card that talks about wearing your heart on your sleeve.
Yeah.
That you are incredibly emotional. You got to tone that down. Because what I'm seeing is that love is about to present itself to you. It's going to be one of those sneak up you on you kind of love things, not in a stalker way, but in a, you're not going to initially look at this person like he's a romantic potential when you first meet him. You're going to go, yeah, whatever. Okay. Because you have this, I don't know why I got this little flash in my head. You have this sort of Clint Eastwood image in your head of the perfect guy.
Well, I mean, so I can't be attracted to him at all? I just have to be with anybody?
Okay, sweetheart. I'm sorry to chuckle here, but you have this vision of what a perfect man looks like. And the reason I'm using the Clint Eastwood analogy is because when I was a teenager, I would go to those little B-movie Clint Eastwood movies because I'm that old, all right? So I remember Clint Eastwood when he was hot, like his son is now, all right? I just remember that. It was like, and he was the strong, silent type that took no bull crap from anybody, right? Okay? And I just thought he was the perfect dude. I really did. And then I fell in love with Spock when I started watching Star Trek. You know, the strong, silent, smart type, okay? Well, the funny thing is you have a card that talks about, you have this fantasy of what the perfect man is for you, which means you're ignoring every other man that's interested in you. So
there's
man
interested in me, but we've been friends, and I'm really not interested in him at all.
Okay, sweetheart, what your cards are saying, you've asked me about love, and I'm not always right, and I'm going to be the first person to tell you, I'm not always right. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing in your cards. What the cards are saying is love is coming to you. It is, and the man that presents himself to you is not who you normally would find yourself attracted to, but that the relationship sneaks up on you, that you end up okay, I'll go out with you, or okay, and you find that this person gets more and more into your heart, and that your whole idea of what the perfect man is changes because of this man. And your power month for romance is October. So here's the thing. Don't make the romance happen. Let it happen. Because
okay,
that's what I'm seeing is about to happen. And as much as possible, be open to any man that happens to be flirting with you. Just be open to it. You don't have to sleep with him. You don't have to wash his boxers. I'm serious. Just be open, okay? Because love is coming to you pretty fast, my friend.
So
right,
in October,
thanks for calling.
October, or in-
all right, got somebody here from the 631 area code. Hello, 631. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing? This is Don.
Oh, did you say Ron?
Don. D-O-N.
Oh, Don. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
No,
okay,
no,
what's your question for me today?
My question is I'm in New York. I'm trying to relocate from New York down to Charlotte. I've been sending out a bunch of resumes. I've had some feedback. I'm just trying to see if you see anything coming up here relatively short order.
All right. I'm going to give you a suggestion that might make you feel a little uncomfortable. And I want to tell you that this may be the thing that works perfect for you, is you're very good at what you do. So whatever your industry here, it says that you're very good at what you do. So I'm not questioning your qualifications, all right?
Mm-hmm.
What I am getting here for you is I'm getting that you may want to take on a temporary sort of vibration in regard to a variety of different places. So what you say is, my name's Dawn, this is what I'm great at, and I'm willing to do a temp to hire situation with you. In other words, I'd like you to try me out for 3 or 6 months. And at the end of 3 or 6 months, if it doesn't work out, I'll sign whatever legal agreement you need me to sign, that I won't file for unemployment against your company, that it just didn't work out. But I'm so confident in what I can contribute that I think you'll be delighted that I'm on board.
It's actually funny that you say that, because I was contacted this past week by two temp agencies. Asking me if I would consider temp work. One was a temp to perm, and one was just straight up temp. And I told them both, yes.
Oh, excellent. Okay, because I think it's the temp to perm one, and
okay.
I'm telling you that they may not pay for your relocation to get down there,
right.
And I think you probably already know that. But what it's saying is that once you're there,
right,
you'll prove to be indispensable. So the fact that you've got the fact that they're already thinking about hiring you. They just want to make sure that there's the right skill and personality fit.
Yeah.
So I would, since you already told them yes, it wouldn't surprise me if you heard something. By the end of next week. So if you don't hear anything by September 1st. Which is Tuesday, then what you do is you call the temp agency or call the company and just say, hey, it's me, Dawn. I just want to let you know that, yes, I am interested in doing a temp to hire situation with y'all, and I really look forward to finding out more about your company. And I don't know what you're doing, but it's coming right through the phone. Nope. Okay, well, I guess he hung up on me. So there you go. All right, got somebody here from the 347 area. Oh, let me get him on the air. 3 3 4. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Malvina.
Hi, Malvina. What's your question?
My question is regarding my career. I'm looking to get hired rather quickly. I'm going to be running around giving around my resumes this week. I'm a teacher, and our schools start fairly soon. So I want.
Yeah, no
to,
kidding.
Yes, that's the problem with education. Teachers get hired at the last second, so I want to see what you are seeing for me.
Okay, 90%, I'm going to say it this way, 98% of your success right now is by showing up at the school you want to work at.
Okay.
So here's what I would do tomorrow is I would put on my my best interview like clothing, and I wouldn't wear don't wear black. Wear any color but black, right?
Okay.
People forget black. People don't forget bright green or red or blue. Oh yeah, that was the nice gal in the, wearing the blue jacket, remember? Okay. That's how you want people to remember you. So you show up. First of all, we go to the school that's the closest to our house.
Okay.
And we walk in and we say, so are you guys fully staffed on teachers? Because this is what I am. This is, and you whatever grade you specialize in, whatever subject you specialize in, you just pretty much walk in and say, hey, dudes, I'm available.
Okay.
Now,
That's what I was planning to do.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, if you can bring donuts and make it a donut ambush at the same time, they'll really remember you. And the best day to bring donuts? Mondays. So you bring a couple dozen, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, Winchell's. I wonder if Winchell's is still around. Anyway,
I've never heard of that.
Well, it's a West Coast donut company, Winchell's. And I don't even know if they're still in business. I'm going to have to Google them and find out. But what you do is you bring a couple dozen donuts, and you go up to the receptionist, and you say, hi, my name's Malvina. I'm a teacher. This is the grade I specialize in. This is the subject I specialize in. I'm bringing you donuts. You can have a great week, but I'm ready to work. And if the receptionist or whoever you talk to says, oh, no, we're fully staffed, say, do you know any schools close by here that are not?
Right.
And then you haul your butt over there and introduce yourself. Because according to what I'm seeing in the cards, as soon as people meet you, they like you. So why not take advantage of that?
Okay. Do you see anything coming up immediately?
Yeah, actually, I see you working it within 2 weeks.
Okay, perfect.
So, but you need to do what I'm telling you. You can't wait for the UPS guy to deliver it to you. All right.
No, of course. Tomorrow morning.
All right,
morning.
Well, thanks for checking in. See you later.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena. How are you doing?
Hi, Lena. What's your question?
Mona, I want to see what you see in the cards for love for me.
Okay. What your cards are saying is that there's a part of you that when lately, up until now, see, okay, by the way, whenever you want to change a habit, you want to say, up until now, I used to be blah, blah, blah. Say it to yourself, but then don't be that anymore, all right? What it's saying in your cards is you're absolutely perfect the way you are for a love relationship, and that the more that you realize that you're perfect and that this is not about you falling all over yourself to prove to anybody that you'd be an awesome partner. It's about you actually just being an awesome partner. So it's not about proving it. It's about being it, all right? I also want you to think about putting yourself in the path of the man you'd most like to meet, okay? So you may need to think of a hobby or an activity that involves men that you participate in. One of the things that I like to suggest to women is that they think about taking up or volunteering for a political party. Because you're more likely to meet a man that's interested in what's going on in the world, is smart enough to know what's going on in the world, and probably has a job.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm serious, because if you decide, or a volunteer for a group that is aware of the environment, or a volunteer for a group that maybe helps the homeless once a week, whatever it is, you put yourself in the path of people that have the same kind of heart as you. And that when you do that, what happens is you draw to you the right people. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
And if you take any kind of class where you learn something new, you're also more likely to meet somebody nice. And it may even be that you meet a woman who has a brother that wants to introduce you to him. So what it's saying is that this is more about participating in life to meet him than it is waiting for the UPS guy to deliver him to you. Unless, of course, it is the UPS guy.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
When do you see him coming through?
Well, it all boils down to you changing the vibration that you're open to the idea of a love relationship and putting mm-hmm. yourself in the path of it. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results.
Right.
All right, girl. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right. See, I'm moving things along because I had a really nasty email from one of my listeners saying that I was spending too much time with people. So if it seems like I'm cooking with oil here, it's because I'm trying to stick to a 2 to 3 minute per phone call kind of timeline. So I'm going to area code 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Marcy.
Hi, Marcy. What's your question?
You see a romantic potential upcoming.
You know, I almost could tell you exactly what I told Lena, the last caller, mm-hmm. but let me see what your cards say real quick. Okay, there. You actually have two men that are coming into your life. One is incredibly smart and on the quiet side. The other one likes to spend a lot of time outdoors, and he's very direct. Almost to the point of being a little on the clumsy side, but he's very direct. Here's the thing, is that what it's saying is that you are ready to be in a relationship. So, again, I'm going to give you the same advice I gave Lena on the caller before. Put yourself in the path of the kind of man that you'd like to be with.
You said one's quiet, one's direct. Do you see when this will happen? Because I know a couple of people that fit that description.
Well, what it's saying is, okay, now that's funny because it's not about when it happens. It's about allowing it to happen. Because, you know, here's the thing. I think that part of the reason why there's been some challenges with you in love relationships before is that you find someone that's interested in you and then you put them through a lot of tests. It's like you throw down the gauntlet and says, oh, you've got to do this and oh, you've got to do that, and you wear guys out. So instead of just accepting them for who they are and seeing if they're going to be a good match for you by accepting them for who they are, matter of fact, let me give you a different way of looking at men. And you're going to think I'm nuts by saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. When you meet a guy for the first time, I want you to delight in them like you're looking at a puppy or a kitten. Okay, because when you pick up a little kitten or a little puppy and they're licking you all over your face or they're purring or they're cuddling into you, you don't question where the love's coming from. It's just there. Do you see what I mean? So you don't turn the kitten into a puppy. You don't turn the puppy into a kitten. You just accept them for who they are. And I'm telling you, you have the potential of two men here. Just allow it to happen.
Yeah, there's two people that fit that description. I just want to know, like, when they'll come through. So
okay.
You hit it right.
Please,
yeah.
Wait a minute. I guess I'm not being very clear. Do not make it happen. Let it happen. Do not look at timing on this. Just let it happen. This is not, your cards are not talking about timing. It's talking about the potential of two men. And you can have either one of them. Just mm-hmm. let it happen. Because if you turn a relationship into a goal, then you're chasing it away. If you turn a relationship into something that you'll always have a nice accord with that person, then you actually promote the relationship. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, girl, got to go. Thanks for calling. All right, got somebody here from the 210 area code. Hello, 210. Hello. Who's this?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
You had mentioned before about not to buy a house with the 9 or 7, so I wanted to see what you thought about the 4023 house.
4023. Oh, that's a 9. It adds up to a 9. That's funny. I don't often whip out my numerology talents for people, so it must have been a while ago when I talked to you.
Right, earlier this year.
Okay. Any number that, by the way, I want to tell you just a little quick numerology thing. Any number that adds up to a 9 is a number of completion.
Oh.
So I actually like the number 9, which is odd because I don't know why I'd be resistant to telling you that 9's a bad number unless there was a specific house that there was cards around it that I didn't like. So at that point, the answer was no, I didn't like that. But right now, when you say those numbers, 4023, that it's up to a 9 in numerology, and I like it.
Okay.
So here's the thing. If you're buying this house, right?
We're going to go look at it to see if we would like to buy it.
Okay. If they accept your first offer, it's meant to be.
Okay.
So this is not about you getting into a bidding war to get it. If they accept your first offer, it's meant to be. If they don't, then let it go.
Well, I thought the price was a little high.
But here's the thing. If they accept your first offer, so let's say the house is listed, I'm going to use round numbers because they're easy for me. Let's say the house is listed at $200,000 and you make an offer of $195,000. If they accept it, then that was supposed to be your house. If they don't accept it, then you'll find another house.
Okay.
All right, just the lighter you treat it, the better. When you walk in and you say, if you see things that need to be improved and you make your offer and you say, we're making our offer based on this. Now, if you walk in and it's this perfect house and you still make that offer and they accept it, do you see what I mean? So don't take the house personally. If it's meant for you,
okay,
the fair offer that you present, they will accept it.
Okay, great.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, got somebody here from the 916 area code. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hello, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. What's your question?
Yeah, now that I'm retired, what kind of service or work do you see me doing in the future?
Well, first of all, now that you're retired, I want you to go back to what you liked to do when you were 15 years old. What did you like to do when you were 15?
When I was 15, very spiritually minded. I like poetry, metaphysics.
Okay. Wouldn't it be fun, and I'm sorry, I'm going to tag onto the poetry here real quick. Wouldn't it be fun if once a week you, first of all, you go to a local coffee place, not one of the big chains, you know, not a Starbucks, you know, not a big chain. You go to one of the local coffee places and you ask them if they'd be interested in a Tuesday night poetry night. And if they say they are, then say, okay, I'm going to start rustling up people to come and actually speak their poetry, read their poetry aloud on Tuesday evenings at 5.
Okay.
Whatever it is. Because what I'm getting here for you is not only, this is funny, not only do I see you actually having more fun in your retirement than you ever had work in a regular job, but I see you creating something that actually gets the community involved. And that once you get this regular group that does this, now you may not be able to do it at a coffee shop. You may actually have to find a local pub where they have, you can set up a little area that could be a little mock stage area, and people get up with a microphone and they read their poetry. But what it's saying here is I actually see you stepping into the spotlight in some way. I almost said potlight. That's weird. I see you stepping into the spotlight. What's interesting is that there's a man here that actually you end up becoming very close with this man, which is not the question you asked me. But what I'm getting is that you create a freedom, and it starts by you giving yourself permission to have it first, and that you may do something creative like that, where maybe it's a Tuesday night poetry night, maybe it's a Tuesday night amateur comedy night, maybe it's an amateur talent show. But whatever it is, you're going to spend the whole week preparing for every Tuesday night. But what I'm getting here is that you already have the spirit working through you, and it doesn't matter what activity you do, because spirit will work through you in whatever anything you decide to accept.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, there will be people that start resonating to you as a result of this, but you become the core of it. And that's what I love about this, is that it is your vision and your spiritual guidance that makes all this happen. It's pretty awesome.
Right. That sounds
all right.
Wonderful.
All right, Nancy, thanks for checking in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, I've got some. You guys, hold on. I'm going to take a quick break. I need a drink of water. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm back. Hey, so I did the black and white party for AFAM last night, and I was booked there for a couple hours, but I ended up volunteering my time. So I was booked, but I did it on my own time. And, you know, and I raised some money for them, which is really cool. But what was funny is that the first probably 40 minutes I was there, I didn't have anyone sitting with me, which is odd because normally when I do an event like that, I usually have a line. But I was sitting there thinking, wow, this is really interesting. Well, then the first couple that sat down, it ended up being an incredibly profound couple of minute session with each of them, which was really cool. But then it reminded me of the secret of my success. It is not the number of readings I do. It's the quality of readings I do. And I actually really feel that, and this is the big secret of business. All right, I gave you the big secret of how to do tarot at the beginning of the show. But here's the big secret of success. The people that are meant to find you will find you. And that's in every area of your life. That's career, that's love, that's spiritual lessons. What will find you will find you. And I actually believe that every single person I interact with was supposed to interact with me, whether or not I was even right. Because if you start thinking about things a little differently, then the interaction acted as the right catalyst for things to move forward. So, all right, I'm going to go to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi there. How are you? It's Sharon. How are you this morning?
Hi, Sharon. I'm good.
Hello.
What's your question for me?
Quick question. I was offered a job last week.
Yay.
And I know.
Yay.
It's a great job. I know I hate bringing this up, but it's a fact of life. I'm having trouble getting paperwork from my old company. They're really, and I went, are they going to come through for me? Or I thought, I have to have
okay.
it.
Wait a minute. They legally have to come through for you.
I just don't want to start trouble. I don't know. Even with my W-2, it took them 3 months. I had to reschedule my taxes. I've had nothing but problems with them. What is the problem?
Okay, first of all, you're being shown once and for all that thank God you don't work there anymore.
I know.
So there's that.
I just thought it was over, but I still got to contact them. I know.
Okay, but here's the thing, is that you're going to start this new job successfully. It's not going to be a problem.
Sorry.
All right? The only thing that you can do is, and this is what I would do, is what item do you still need from your old company?
I wanted my file, like my old review and stuff. I like to keep things like that because they said some nasty things, but it was never put in my review, so I don't know where they come up with this stuff. So I want it
by
for
the
my
way,
file. Yes.
By the way, most companies do not allow you to have copies of what's in your employment file.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
I mean, and I could be wrong here, but the question to ask, even though it's all about you, all right? Because,
I know.
Okay, but here's the question, and I'm not sure of that answer, but
okay.
But it's one of those.
I was very nice. I wasn't.
Wait, Sharon. Okay, here's what I need to tell you. I'm not sure if that's true, but
okay.
I know that when I've left companies before, when I actually had a real job and asked for my file, the company would always drag their feet, and usually I would end up not getting it because it's the company's record. And usually after 5 years, five or seven years, the company will destroy any old employment records. So what I'd like you to do is call the labor board and ask a question.
Okay.
Of somebody that actually has the answer to that. And you could even call up one of those law shows, you know, those legal shows that are
yes.
on the radio. That's a great question for one of those legal shows. So search the internet and see who's doing a legal show and say, is an employer legally obligated to give me copies of my files? Because here's the thing, is if you do get copies of the file and there's nothing negative in it, then what? And if they withhold anything, down the road you could say, well, this is the full contents of my file from this company. There's nothing negative in it. How in the world can they come up with something that's out of the blue and negative if it's not in this file they gave me? Okay.
I know.
But,
okay.
But I'm not an attorney, so. There are two places I would call. Call a radio program that's actually some attorney that's on the radio that this is a great question to ask because no one ever asks this question. The second one is you call the labor board and say, do I have a legal right to my employment file when I resign from a company?
It's a good question. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because if they say no, it's the property of the company, then the thing is that if anything negative were to come up, you can deny it.
Okay.
Because you've never seen a copy of your file.
No. Okay.
Okay, so there you go.
Saying.
All right, girl. Gotta
Thank
go.
You.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, got somebody here from – oh, and by the way, so if you've called into my program and your number is blocked, it comes up on my screen all as ones. So I don't address calls that come up from people that have blocked numbers. I only go to those folks who actually have their number out. And by the way, the reason I do that is I've actually had a couple nasty people call my program and tell me to, oh, you know. So I have their number on file for down the road in case there's any issue. I have their phone number. So that's part of the reason why I don't answer blocked calls. It also allows me to queue up folks when I say I have area code 928 on the air. Hello, 928. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. What's your question?
Oh, you know, there's so many questions, but I'm going to keep it basic and say, what does Spirit want me to know?
Nope, you can't ask that question. That's too global. That's why people actually book a reading with me. I mean, okay, Katie, if you were me and you were doing a broadcast where you were only answering questions that took 2 or 3 minutes to answer and you were in business to actually support yourself, would you answer that question?
Well, I do. I do readings, and I do that. And that's why I was calling a fellow reader to actually give me a little insight because I do have a lot of questions.
But you know as well as I do that is the big global question that once I give you that, you don't need to call me and book a session with me.
Okay.
See what
I
mean? So I'm going to wait, as one reader to another, don't answer that question on whatever your radio program is or if you offer a free question. I don't do that anymore. I've been in business since 2002 legally here in Las Vegas. And when my first year in business, I was giving away all kinds of stuff, free readings, free questions. And I realized that people were equating me with the word free. Do you see what I mean?
Okay. I hear you.
So give me a specific question on a subject, and I'd be delighted to answer that for you.
Okay. What does the love card say?
All right, let's see. A deep letting go of your expectations from a past relationship. What your cards are talking about here is, and this is probably the big universal thing that you're going to take away from this little visit with me, is that there is nobody in the world like you, Katie. Nobody in the world, all right? And as soon as you really relax into the fact that nobody can do what you do the way you do it, then what happens is that you can't help but draw the right kind of love to you.
Okay.
So that's the big universal answer I just gave you.
I don't have a problem with the love. I need an insight on it. Thank you. You're bye.
Okay, so my style might not resonate with everybody, but there you go. I got somebody here from the, let me see, 786 area code. Hello, 786.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. What's your question?
Yes, I really wanted to know if you see a really great guy coming in to me.
Yes. As soon as you start treating this really great guy as though he's your equal and your partner, and that you don't automatically offer to wash his boxers. I'm serious. Because what happens is that you meet a guy and then you fall all over yourself to prove how fabulous you are. And I don't want you falling all over yourself to prove how fabulous you are. I just want you to be you. Okay.
I completely get that.
Okay. So here's the thing: is that you need to get to know a guy long enough to know that he's actually a real human and not your knight in shining armor. Because that's not reality. What I'm actually seeing is that the more groups you get involved with, the more you actually end up meeting the right guy, the quicker you meet the right guy. But we don't want to fall all over ourselves to prove how fabulous you are right away. I have to tell you, I did a reading for a gal the other day that the guy was just really mean to her. And she gave him this big benefit of the doubt that he was mean to her because he'd had a lot of problems in the past. Well, but the upshot of it is he's mean to her. Why would she want to be with somebody that's mean to her?
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
All right, so you all are picking up on the snappy pace I'm doing this program. This is exactly how I'm supposed to do this program. So the clearer your question, the more helpful I can be for you. I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
What number?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this 520?
Yes, 520. Oh, I it's amazing. I didn't think that I was going to.
Okay, what's your first name?
Virginia.
Hi, Virginia. What's your question?
Yes, I apply to participate in a organization. It's a and I would like to know if that I'm going to be involved in that organization. I already sent all the information to them.
Okay, so. You applied to be a part of an organization, and you're not sure if
you'll
be accepted?
Like as a volunteer. Uh-huh. Yes,
as a volunteer.
I sent, 3 days ago, I sent all the information.
Okay, you have a woman standing in your way about being a part of this group. See, here's the thing. Your heart's in the right place. You really would like to be a part of this, but the person that you need to... get past is this woman that has a very definite way of doing what she does. She's very, I'm going to use the word, she's kind of a bitch. I don't really like her. Yeah, there's a woman that has decided or is in the judgment position or in the authority position to actually decide if you're going to be a candidate. Do you see what I mean? And she's the one standing in the way of you being a part of this organization. So You can do this one of two ways. You can push it and decide that you really want to be a part of this organization and kiss her ass and actually be a part of it. Or you can do what I would recommend and choose another organization.
What do you recommend?
Well, another organization that is like that one but different. Because what I'm getting is what it's saying is that you're asking me, will you be a part of this organization? What this is saying is that the only way you're going to be part of this organization if you kiss the woman's butt that's standing in the way of you being a part of it.
So
you know what I mean?
Your recommendation is looking for another organization
I would look for another organization that's like this one. Because what this is saying is that there's a woman holding back or not allowing your application for whatever reason to move forward to acceptance. So you either need to make the effort and reach out to whoever is the person in charge of making that decision and be as nice as possible to her to make that happen. But it feels like you're begging to be a part of a group that you may not actually like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yes,
so
actually, I was thinking about another organization. It's good to hear that.
Yeah, I would rather you go with the other organization because it says that there's a woman holding back the process where you have a recently applied.
You mentioned
okay.
Canada? You mentioned Canada?
No, I didn't say the word Canada at all.
Oh, because I'm
By the way, if you want to listen to my response again, in about 15 minutes after this program ends, you can go ahead and re-listen to it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your
answer.
Right.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you. Have a good
day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 559 area code. Hello, 559. Who's this?
This is Evelyn.
Did you say Evelyn?
Yes, Evelyn.
All right, Evelyn, what's your question?
My question is, what's in store for me in terms of love life?
All right, let's see. That's interesting. Is there any kind of high school reunion coming up for you?
No, not that I know. No.
Okay. There's a man.
Down the road.
Okay. There's a man from the past that is going to come back into your life. And it's a man that you've known only as an acquaintance, so it wasn't a love relationship back then. It was either a business relationship or an old schoolmate, but it's somebody from the past. And what it's saying is that there's going to be some sort of a coincidental meeting that you have with this person that remembers you from something from the past, and that there is the potential of that moving forward into a romantic relationship. So here's the thing is that you really don't have to do anything to draw it to you. It's going to happen by coincidence. The only thing that I do recommend, and I recommend this for every single reading I do for everybody, and that is be very aware. Just be very aware of people that seem familiar to you or you may have known in the past, because that's the connection for the love relationship I see for you.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
See you later.
Thanks.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 706 area code. Hello, 706. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophia. How are you
today?
Hi,
Sophia. I'm fabulous. How are you? I'm probably making a couple people mad today, but besides that, I'm okay.
Oh, no.
No, there's, you know, I hear a lot when I'm answering a question for someone. I hear beyond what you're saying. So, and I could tell that I've kind of pissed off a couple people today. So,
well, you know, sometimes healing and getting what you need is not always, it doesn't always feel good.
Gotta
I have learned that over
someday.
The years, the hard way.
All right, girl, what's your question?
The question I have, Mona, is I am thinking about returning to work, briefly, I don't want to go back into corporate America, nor my prior field. Just
mm-hmm.
something to kind of get me through while I am focusing on opening my own, doing my own thing on
okay.
the metal surface side.
Okay. Here's the thing that I love about you, Sophia. People meet you and they like you. That's
correct.
Going to always be your success. People meet you and they like you. All right. So what, and I'm going to ask, because I have one in my head right now. What profession could you do that 90% of your success all boils down to people meeting you and liking you?
Oh, wow. It's going to be an administrative background. Anything to
No. Mm-mm, no. Here's what I'm thinking, and this is out-of-the-box stuff here. What if you were to get your real estate license? Now,
wow.
the reason I say that is because when people meet you, they like you because you're a get-it-done, detail-oriented, incredibly charismatic and people-oriented person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you only need to sell one house every few months to make up for the income that feels a little bit like a shortfall right now, right? It's not about you being the top real estate agent in the
state. Correct.
It's about you just selling a house every couple months, making your $7,000 to $10,000 to $20,000 commission, right?
Mm-hmm.
And having all the free time to build your own business.
Wow. Okay, while I do that, I'm really going to do that. I'm going to start checking into that today. While
okay.
I do that, I was thinking of just applying at a temporary company, you know, get something easy, answering phone, filing.
For
at
sure.
A,
but then you're only talking minimum wage. You're only talking, you know, maybe
yeah,
$10
like,
$12
yeah.
an hour. Whereas if you spend the same amount of time just getting a few people to list with you and selling their house and doing some open houses on Saturdays, then here's the thing. There's so much you can do once you have a little bit of a real estate background or some knowledge, even doing admin work for a real estate company after you have your real estate license or at least the schooling would make you much more effective to help people with real estate calls.
I'm following you.
Okay.
Okay,
so
I need to
usually,
see how long
wait,
it's going to need to get this
here's
line.
Here's a little tip. If you actually look online for real estate classes, but then call real estate companies and ask them, do you all offer some cost reimbursement for schooling if I decide to be a real estate agent for your company? Because there are some companies out there that will actually pay for
yeah.
agents to go to real estate school.
Okay.
Okay, so look for that. Because what I'm seeing is that you come up with a happy marriage of being sort of independent, but with a mantle or an identity that you can use that actually helps you down the road.
You're right on the money. I just did my full moon intention.
I love me some full moon intentions.
Yeah, and I put that in there that a job that will give me the flexibility.
Right.
Everything you're saying is almost what I wrote. I'm getting
okay. But see, remember, the people that know you adore you and love you. So as soon as you say, "I'm going to get my real estate license," then they'll start referring people to you. Do you see what I mean? Because real estate,
I am following you completely.
All right, girl. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye bye.
Bye. All right. Let me see. Got somebody here from the 323 area code. Hello, 323. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, this is Mona. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria. What's your question?
It's on love, relationships.
Okay, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the thing. You've found yourself in relationships before where you actually end up feeling very lonesome in the relationship. that it's not about really connecting with someone. It's just being in the idea of the relationship, but not really connecting with the person in relationship. So what this is saying is that the right relationship for you starts out from the fact that you actually are incredibly honest, and in other words, you treat the man that you're interested in like he's already your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Instead of putting this identity on him that he's supposed to be a certain way and that you're supposed to be a certain way, I want you to treat him like he's your best friend.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because I keep getting that you are playing the role of being in the relationship, but that you're not actually in the relationship. So you've been in relationships before where you actually feel lonesome because you can't talk to him. So the right man is someone that you can actually really talk to.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what I mean?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And as soon as you go into, I really want to make sure I like you before I sleep with you. I want to make sure I like you before we spend more time together. That's the right way to go about this. Because you're supposed to be in a relationship. The next one is supposed to be for the rest of your life. The next one.
Uh-huh.
And that as soon as you treat him like he's your best friend, which means you don't always make sure his boxers are clean. That's been my big example today.
Uh-huh.
It's not your responsibility to make sure his boxers are clean. And uh-huh. and don't you dare even tell him you're going to iron them.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm trying to say is that you fall all over yourself to show or prove how fabulous you are, but then when you're in the relationship, you wonder why it feels like you're not connecting. And I want you to connect with this man like he's a girlfriend without you talking about girl stuff.
Okay.
I want you to treat him like he's your best friend.
Okay.
And I want him to be as interested in you as you are in him. And as soon as you can get to that, then there's no question that you've met the right guy. Okay?
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks
okay.
for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right, you guys, so I'm so happy that there were no computer glitches today with my program. I will be back live on Wednesday. And in the meantime, have a great rest of the week, and I'll be talking to you soon.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona hosts her broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and on Blog Talk Radio for special broadcasts and announcements. You may also follow Mystic Mona on Facebook. Since 2002, Mona holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the mobile app Dice Wisdom, $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for trade shows, special events, and VIP gatherings. Personal sessions are also available by appointment. Didn't get on air today? Contact Mona through her website so she may arrange to schedule you for the next broadcast. Please go to mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.